USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. President Joe Biden signed an executive order today to repeal the ban on transgender people serving in the U.S. military.
And what I'm doing is enabling all qualified Americans to serve their country in uniform and restoring the situation that existed before with transgender personnel, if qualified in every other way, can serve their government in the United States military.
The executive order reverts to policy enacted during the Obama administration in 2016 that allows transgender Americans to serve openly and overturns the ban ordered by President Donald Trump during his first year in office. The signing took place in the Oval Office at a ceremony for new Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin, who was confirmed last week. Lloyd Austin becomes the first black person to hold the position of Defense Secretary. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.